Hey, y'all, this is Lucky Peterson, and you're listening to The Blues on 89.5 WNIJ.
Lucky Peterson on the Saturday Blues on 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Dan Clufstad, Lucky Peterson from his album Black Midnight Sun. Lucky is in downtown Rockford tonight at the Big Cities Lounge, or he will be because he's in the studio right now with me. Lucky Peterson, welcome to the Saturday Blues.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for coming in.
Good. Thank you for having me.
Now, you've been playing music professionally since you were 5 years old.
Yes, 5 years old. Wow, that's a long time.
Now, I know there are people out there who are listening right now who, in the year, I think it was 1969, turned on the TV to watch The Tonight Show or Ed Sullivan or What's My Line and saw you on stage singing.
Yes, sir.
Now, how did you get that gig?
Well, you know, I don't know. My father got that gig.
James Peterson.
Actually, God got that gig for me, to be truthful about it, you know what I'm saying? Because me and my father, we didn't know anything about The Tonight Show, especially not how to get on The Tonight Show or Ed Sullivan Show, so.
Yeah. Now the man who helped you get that, I believe, was
Willie Dixon,
the great Chess Records producer, right, songwriter. Yes, yes. How did you meet Willie Dixon?
My father met Willie Dixon because, you know, my father had one of the biggest blues clubs in Buffalo, New York, called the Governor's Inn, and Willie Dixon used to come and play at my father's club. So that's how, well, I got introduced to Willie Dixon.
So did you play on stage with Willie, or did he see you?
Yeah, he saw me, and I played on stage with him. Then apparently told my father he wanted to record. My father wrote one of the songs. We did a single. Willie Dixon wrote the song called Good Old Candy. My father wrote the song called 1, 2, 3, 4. So they got together and made a single, and bam, that's
the song you played on TV.
That's the song I played on TV, yes.
Now, kids, and you were five back then, kids are natural performers. They love an audience. But you had millions of people watching you. Weren't you a little scared?
I didn't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? I was just being a kid, just having fun. You know, I didn't know anything about entertainment or what I was doing. I was just doing what God had put in me to do. You know what I'm saying? It was natural.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think now. After performing, and you know, you get all this applause, and then you know, you're 5 years old. You got to go back to school after that.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Crazy. Because, you know, I can't remember that the kids at school said, come on, why don't you come play the piano? You think you better than others. You think you better than all of that, none of that. You know, so I went through all of that. I had to fight. I went through everything going to school because of that. But it was all cool. In the long run, it turned out to be happening. You know, because I wound up going to Buffalo Academy for visual performing arts. So started studying music a little bit and dance and theater and, you know, playing the French horn, you know. So I played the French horn in the symphony, and we did a big thing in Buffalo, New York, a big Cinderella play, you know. It went on for about 2 months, so, you know, and that was cool, so.
I'm trying to imagine what it's like to be a performer and then all of a sudden go into the Buffalo Academy of Performing Arts, and you're now in an academic setting. You're studying theory, classical music, and all that. You know, it's a little hot different from performing out there in front of the people.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, when I went, I wish I had been more serious, you know, when I went in to do that, because actually I was already playing professionally, so... playing Bach and Mozart was like a joke for me. You know what I mean? But it was cool. But I wasn't serious. Now I wish I had been serious enough.
But you were good enough. You had the chops.
I was good. I was really good enough. They couldn't play nothing around me, and because if you played it around me, I'll take it. You know, it didn't take nothing but one time for me to hear it, and next thing you know, I'm playing the same thing. Like I'm looking in the book. Playing the song, but actually I'm playing the song from memory.
Huh, wow. So, but that world just wasn't interesting to you, the French horn, the symphony?
No, it wasn't. But, like I said, I wish I had took it a little more seriously. You know, after playing professionally for so long at an early age, when you get into your early teens, that's the last thing you want to really do is buckle down and start studying in a book and everything, you know? You got girls, you got all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of distractions, yes.
Yeah.
But you still had your blues club, your dad's blues club in Buffalo.
Yes, exactly.
And so all sorts of performers were coming through.
Yes.
You mentioned you wanted to play something else off of your album, Black Midnight Sun. And this is the Howlin' Wolf tune, Smokestack Lightning.
Yeah, Smokestack Lightning.
Did the Wolf have come into that club?
Yes. Howlin' Wolf, Buddy Guy, Junior Wells, Coco Taylor, James Cotton, Sam Lay, Freddie King, Jimmy Reed, John Lee Hooker, everybody.
So that was school for you.
Lightning Hopkins, man, I could keep going. Everybody came. Lowell Fulson, everybody came to my father's club.
Wow.
Muddy Water, everybody, man. I could just keep on going. I could go on and on.
Well, so that was where your real musical education came from.
Exactly, yeah. Music 7 nights a week. Then when he didn't have no big entertainment, my father had a blues band called Jesse James and the Outlaws.
Oh, yeah, after the John Lee Hooker song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear this tune, Smokestack Lightning, written by Howlin' Wolf, who you saw. And actually, coming back out of this song, I'd like to see if you'd like to talk a little bit about the Wolf and if he gave you any advice. But let's hear the song first. From Black Midnight Sun, it's Lucky Peterson on 89.5 WNIJ, The Saturday Blues. Lucky Peterson on the Saturday Blues on 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Dan Clufstad. Lucky Peterson is playing in Rockford tonight at the Big Cities Lounge, and he joins me right now in the studio. Lucky, that tune, Smokestack Lightning, that you cover from the album Black Midnight Sun, is a Howlin' Wolf tune.
Yeah. He's hollering, ain't he? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Now, Howlin' Wolf used to come into your dad's club in Buffalo.
Yes, yes. He used to come there all the time. He used to Hubert Sumner, you know, when they was playing together. Man, you know, my father had this big club, and we lived upstairs, but it was so big on the other side of the house, it was like another house.
Oh, man.
So the musicians used to come and stay up there. My mother used to cook for them and everything. Excuse me. Make sure they had breakfast and dinner and all that stuff, like the good old soul food, what I'm saying? Yeah. Good old homemade cakes and pies and stuff like that, so... You know, it was pretty much of a home atmosphere there at my father's club.
Well, that's great. I want to talk about another project that you did a little while ago. Mavis Staples came into the studio a few years ago to talk about her tribute album to the great gospel legend, Mahalia Jackson. And Mavis recorded this album, Spirituals and Gospel. And just like much of Mahalia Jackson's music, it was just Mavis singing and an organ player. And that organ player on that album was you. How did it come about that you recorded this album with Mavis Staples?
That's when I had another manager, Charles Mitchell, and we had met Mavis over in Europe, and I guess he got her number and stayed in contact with her agent and everything. And my producer wanted to do a gospel record, and he thought about Mavis Staples, And at that time, my producer was John Snyder, and my manager was Charles Mitchell. So they collaborated and got together, and man, next thing I know, I was laying in the bed. I got a call that night about 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, Lucky, day after tomorrow, you going to Louisiana to do a gospel record. So I got happy. I'm thinking I'm going to do a gospel record myself, and you know what I'm saying? They said, no, you're doing this gospel record with Mavis Staples. I said, I got even more. I said, oh, we're going to do this, and I'm planning all this stuff. But then when I got there, they said, oh, no. Mavis gonna sing, and Lucky, you gonna play the organ. I said, that's all I gotta do? That's all y'all want me to do? You don't want me to sing no? I said, no, we gonna let Mavis do this, and we want you to sing on the organ, and Mavis gonna sing on the mic, and y'all gonna collaborate and put y'all thing together and do a tribute to Mahalia Jackson. At first, I was like, oh, man, I thought I was singing. But then I said, okay, that's cool. You know, this is what God want me to do. And it turned out we went in there, and we had real fun, me and Mavis. Man, I think that's about the best time I had in the studio. Even doing all the stuff I done, doing this gospel record was a different experience.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because the spirit was in there. Nobody but me and Mavis, you know what I'm saying? We could do many takes as we want to do. But this thing here turned out one or two takes for everything that we've done on here, you know? So we basically just laughed, ate catfish and praised God and sung the Lord's music. you know, and I played it. She sung it, I played it.
Well, that magic is, you know, all over this album, all over that. And we're going to play in just a second, but I want to ask you a question. You know, Mavis Staples, like you, was a child star. She started singing with the Staples Singers when she was very, very, very young.
Right.
Because both of you, you know, started playing so young, I mean, was there a bond, in addition to the gospel music that you both love, was there a bond just because you were, you know, you both?
I think so.
Yeah, talk about that.
I really don't know what to talk about, but yeah, it was a bond. I think she knew where I was coming from. She could relate to me. She's much older than I am, so she was there before I was. So she, you know, I was like, she took me under her wing. Uh-huh. She called me Montana. Come on, Montana. Yeah.
Why Montana?
I don't know. I guess that's just a.
Did she ever give you some advice? You said she was older than you.
Just keep doing what I'm doing. Don't stop doing what I'm doing. Keep playing for the Lord and keep playing music and keep saying, keep doing your thing.
All right.
Yeah.
This is one of Mavis's favorite tunes, the Thomas A. Dorsey gospel tune, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Mavis Staples singing and Lucky Peterson playing the Hammond organ from the album Spirituals and Gospel on the Saturday Blues on WNIJ.
Lead me home, please, Sir Jesus. Lead me home.
Mavis Staples with Lucky Peterson playing the Hammond B3 organ on 89.5 WNIJ, the Saturday Blues. Lucky Peterson's in the studio with me right now, and he'll be playing in downtown Rockford tonight at the Big Cities Lounge. And Lucky,
yes.
That must have been quite a moment in the studio with you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Good times. Yeah. Good times.
Feeling the spirit there.
Yes.
Well, I want to hear another one from your most recent CD, Black Midnight Sun. And this, you do original tunes and some really interesting covers, too. In particular, I'm thinking of the Muddy Waters tune, Herbert Harper's Free Press News, which was one that we played right away when we got it. It was now, Muddy recorded this one back in 1968 on his psychedelic Electric Mud album. Okay. And the song is full of references to war and social unrest.
Right, right.
Talk a little bit about that song and what made you want to record it.
Well, you know, the way of the world right now, you know, the way the world is turning, you know. I'm not a big person in politics, you know what I'm saying? I don't get into that. But I do know this much. I don't like war and I like to love and, you know what I'm saying, and all that stuff is really nonsense, you know what I'm saying? But some things must happen, you know what I'm saying? So I felt like that. That was a good song to do because it's dealing with the way of the world right now.
Well, let's hear it. This is the Lucky Peterson cover of Muddy Waters' Herbert Harper's Free Press News on WNIJ. Lucky Peterson on 89.5 WNIJ. It's the Saturday Blues. I'm Dan Clefstand. Lucky Peterson is in the studio with me right now, and he'll be in downtown Rockford tonight.
Yeah, don't miss it. You better come and see me there.
At the Big Cities Lounge. Yeah. Great tune, Herbert Harper's Free Press News, and that's from your most recent CD, Black Midnight Sun, a Muddy Waters tune that Muddy recorded back in 1968. Boy, it just screams of 1968, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And maybe now.
Yeah. It's still screaming.
All right. I see you brought an acoustic guitar along with you.
Yeah, I brought one.
Yeah, so you play electric guitar, acoustic guitar, you play organ, and do you still play that old French horn when you were a teenager?
I like to try to play it. I think I can still play it, but no, I haven't touched it since I got out of school.
All right. What would you like to play for us today?
Actually, nothing. No, I'm just joking.
Okay, interview's over. Interview's over. Right.
I'm going to play a song that I'm working on, and I'm going to do it tonight, but it probably won't be acoustic.
Right.
Can you hear?
Oh.
In a tango, everybody singing their own song. World is messed up over yonder, and it won't be long. I'm gonna build myself a cave, and I'm gonna move way underground. See, I'm gonna go to the army, darling, and I won't be no more is hanging around. I got myself a personary man. I have myself a class cat too. I begin to worry till I don't know what to do. I'm gonna build myself a cave, and I'm gonna move way underground. I'm gonna go to the army, darling, and there won't be no more ways hanging around. I got myself a personary man. I got myself a class cat too. I begin to worry till I don't know what to do. I'm gonna build myself a cave, y'all, and I'm gonna move underground. I'm gonna go to the army, darling, and I won't be no more is hanging around.
Lucky Peterson, live in the WNIJ studio, playing the acoustic guitar. I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to The Blues on WNIJ. Lucky, I recognize that tune. The Delta Blues guy, David Honeyboy Edwards, did that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to run around with Robert Johnson, as I recall. Yeah, excellent. Great job on that one. And I just want to talk, since we're hearing a live performance in the studio, many people hear your music on CD, or they hear other artists, you know, but they don't often get out and play live or hear the musicians play live. What is so special about going out and hearing the blues live?
With me or with anybody?
With anybody.
Because they get a chance to put something different on the blues. They hear the same song, but they do it their way, and it's a different thing live, you know? When you play in front of people, you have a tendency to put your heart into it, especially if the people have their heart into it. So everybody got their heart into it, and it's a wonderful thing, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of magic that takes place. So, yeah, that's what it is about playing live. You get a chance to do it your way and experiment and do things that ain't even on the record. You say, well, that went on the record. I'm going to put that in it. I'm going to do it like this, and, you know. So that's the whole thing about playing live.
Well, great, great. Lucky Peterson, I'm looking forward to seeing you in downtown Rockford tonight at the Big Cities Lounge.
Yes, I will definitely be there. Playing the blues.
About what time?
Starting at 9:30.
Right on.
I have three pieces, so you know I got my rock and roll snap with me. So we're doing some rock and roll and some rockabilly and some rock and blues and some low down dirty palupulated blues.
Now you got both your keyboard and your guitar, right?
Well.
We have to see.
Yeah, because last night I didn't have it last night. See, because I flew in.
Oh, okay.
I flew in, so And when I play three pieces, most of the time, that's my rock and roll. I be in my rock and roll mood, you know what I'm saying? I be just want to just wail on the guitar, but I might have a keyboard tonight.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. Lucky Peterson, thank you so much for
coming in. Thank you for having me. There's a long way out here, and I'm glad I got up and came. All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. Lucky Peterson at the Big Cities Lounge in Rockford tonight. I want to play one going out here from one of your earlier albums. It's called I'm Ready.
Yeah.
Lucky Peterson, Don't Cloud Up on Me.
Don't cloud up if it ain't gonna rain.
On the Saturday Blues on WNIJ.